8:37, 12 degrees. It's a veritable heat wave from what we started at this morning. We're checking in now with one of our sponsors, and we appreciate the support always as we support Enbridge. Ryan Duffy's here, Enbridge Communications Strategist. Nice to see you, and I mean that rather literally because I can see you, Ryan. We're at WJR.com or our WJR Facebook page. Hope you're having a good day so far.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. Thanks so much for having me on today.
You know why I'm having you on. I want an update. I want an update on our Great Lakes Tunnel project. Where do we stand?
Well, yeah, so we're very focused on that project. We're moving it forward. We are making good progress. We continue to work with the permitting agencies, our regulators, tunnel experts, engineers, so that we can move this closer to construction. So that's really the next step. We've invested more than $100 million in the project already on that pre-construction work. So the design, the engineering, the permitting, all of that. We do have one permit from Eagle already. So that's the state permit. And then we need to get on to getting the permits from the U.S. Army Corps and the Michigan Public Service Commission. So that's what we're working on right now. We're seeing a lot of support for the project. We know from the poll results, we're seeing 70% of Michiganders support the project. We've had more than 30 counties pass resolutions supporting the project. We're seeing support from labor groups, business groups, the Canadian government, of course. So we're really locked in, laser focused on advancing this project. And just on a side note, you know, if you or any of your listeners are up in the St. Ignace area, we have now opened our Great Lakes Tunnel Project Information Center up there. So we're going to have updates there. People can come in. There's displays. Learn more about the project as we go.
Look, the fact of the matter is, this is the best solution going forward, the tunnel. We've heard that all along. If you want to say why again, you're welcome to. But the reality is, I haven't heard of any other ideas. I haven't heard of a better solution. And we need that energy.
Well, we do. And you're right. We're the only ones, I think, that have put forward this solution. And we're about solutions. And yeah, putting a replacement new section of pipeline inside the tunnel, it does, of course, enhance safety, makes what's been a safe pipeline that much safer. But then at the same time, you ensure that energy that people rely on every day to heat homes, cook food, get where they need to go. You make sure that continues to be delivered. And then on top of that, the project would generate Michigan jobs as well. So yeah, it's just a great solution, we feel, for all those reasons, especially when you look at some of the alternatives to Line 5. You know, if you look at the trucks it would take to move that energy, the train cars, barges, I mean, you just can't do it. And plus, those are more polluting ways of moving the energy than a pipeline.
And riskier ways.
For sure.
Of moving
for
energy, sure. Frankly. So one thing that we haven't talked about as we're spending time with Ryan Duffy, Enbridge Communications Strategist, is with the world changing, whether we all want it to or not, it is. And energy is changing. We're moving more toward the renewables and such. Where does a pipeline and this tunnel fit in carrying these fossil fuels that some people have demonized completely?
Sure. So Enbridge has committed to being a leader in this energy transition, which is happening, and we need it to happen. It's right in our name, Enbridge. We want to be an energy bridge to the future of energy and be a leader in the transition. And we have been. We have more than 22 wind farms around the world. We have solar facilities, other renewable facilities. We've committed to making a drastic reduction in our emissions by 2035 and then to be net zero emissions by 2050. So we're absolutely committed to that. At the same time, though, we know you have to make sure existing infrastructure continues to be safe and well-maintained and continues to protect the environment. So that's really where the tunnel project comes in. It ensures that energy is moved safely, but that it also does continue to move safely because people will still need to heat their homes in this transition and get where they need to go. And propane is so critically important. We're seeing that right now in the dead of winter. And Line 5 is providing more than half the propane used in Michigan. And Michigan uses a lot of propane more than any other state.
Is that right? Michigan uses more propane than any other state? I would think, you know, Florida must use a lot of propane because there's a lot of areas in Florida that don't even know about natural. Well, they know about it, but they don't have any ability to tap into natural gas.
Right. Well, we're seeing it right now. I mean, so many people are heating their homes with propane, and we hear a lot about how important it is up in the UP. And we do provide the materials to produce for more than 65% of the propane that's used in the UP, but the Lower Peninsula actually uses 10 times the amount of propane as what's used up in the UP. So it's important to get everywhere, to all parts of the state, you know, because it is important for people, especially right now. I mean, it's hard to imagine where it would be if there was an interruption to Line 5 right now in the dead of winter.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about it. I want you to build your tunnel. I want you to encase that line to make it even safer than it's been and for us to move on and have something else to talk about rather than trying to convince people how important that propane is to everybody and how important that Line 5 is and how all of us want it to be safe, obviously, including Enbridge. So good for you. Keep up the good work. Any last thoughts that we missed? Anything you need to say?
No, you know, we're committed to delivering energy. It's our responsibility. We take it seriously. So we're very much focused on that and keeping Line 5 safe. And even given that it's always been safe, you know, the solution for the future is the tunnel project. So we're going to keep moving that forward.
Thanks for your support, Ryan. We appreciate it. Nice to talk with you. Keep up the good work. Ryan Duffy, Enbridge Communications Strategist. And before we get out of here, we're going to speak with the Michigan Senate Majority Leader, Mike Shirkey, coming up next here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.